is GQDN for Wednesday, September 10th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Go get the one that's called Questworthy. Good stuff. And put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line, because there you get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, a 30th anniversary. Little bit of esports news again today. And something debuted in New York Comic Con. But we begin today with Valve. GamesRadar.com did say that Valve gave Steam a nice little paintbrush, so that way it can gleam itself up. So we know that Steam did first launch in 2003, because that would be software that did automatically update the games from Valve. But then it grew and grew and grew and grew. So when it grew, it had to get regular updates, so that way it could have some excellent features. But they did get another update. And the company did outline within its announcement regarding the update. They were highlighting some new accessibility features, which would help out the visually impaired folks, because you're going from a high contrast mode to a reduced motion setting. And they did have the UI scales controls. And Valve did also change the, quote, accessibility annotations to many UI components, end quote. Now, there are going to be a few more updates with today's, or a few more tweaks with today's update, which would address scaling, text-related, and visual issues. So, we'll see what happens with that for Steam. But we got between the Ghost of Yoti developer joking about GTA 6's delay via IGN, because the director Nate Fox did reveal that when Rockstar did confirm GTA 6 would be delayed until next year, it would be, quote, great, end quote, for the Ghost of Yoti team. He had an interview with MinMax, and he said that the news did result in celebration, joking, quote, we're still all hungover, multi-month hangover. That was a great day, end quote. Now, we know that Hollow Knight Silksong had already released, and that was a, quote, less than celebratory day, end quote, for the developers, because 10 of the other video games with the same marketing plan had to launch around the same time, and the studios had to rearrange their launch dates so that way they would not bump into Hollow Knight Silksong. It's the same thing when it comes to GTA 6. So, Nigi Lori, the co-founder of Developer Digital, did talk to IGN and said, quote, there are AAA games, then there are quadruple A games, and I'd argue that Grand Theft Auto is potentially a 5A game. That's 5As. It's just bigger than anything else in the scope of scale of the game and the kind of cultural impact that has the attention it demands. Adam Lib, CEO of the platform, the game site, also said, quote, I would say that GTA for the last year and a half has been part of almost every conversation around launch dates I have heard. Ghost of Yoti will release on October 2nd, 2025. So yeah, there was some talking there. But there's also some talking about bringing back Seer into the Apex Legend meta. PC Games N did say exactly that, because the developer Respawn does want to buff Seer and Mad Maggie while nerfing Ashe, Kastik, and Sparrow in the major Season 26 patch. Now, the Apex Legends Season 26 mid-season patch will have the Wild Iron event, and they're going to shift the meta to, so that means that Ashe, Kastik, and Sparrow will be nerfed. Mad Maggie and Seer will be buffed, because the devs did say they wanted to, quote, bring Seer back into the meta, end quote. And the Wild Iron event will headline the Apex Legends Season 26. Now, Ashe will have their dash cooldown will be increased from 8 seconds to 12 seconds, and the Arc Snare will break more easily, will also have some less pulling strength. However, Phase Breach will be buffed with the level 2 upgrades, and now will increase its range from 25 meters or reduce the cooldown by 30 seconds. Caustic Gas will also take a hit. The damage ramps up more slowly, and the aim punch has been removed by taking damage from it. Sparrow will also get hit with a nerf, because the Tracker Dart duration has been reduced to 12 seconds, and his Stinger Bolt has been reduced health and now slows Sparrow and his allies. Mad Maggie's Riot Drill is now faster, as is the animation for her Wrecking Ball. The Wrecking Ball also moves over and around obstacles and deals more damage, and lasts for 10 seconds rather than 7 seconds. Now for Seer, the passive heartbeat scanner has been reworked, and now it has an increased range, but it only shows one constant heartbeat rather than the beat of the enemy. The visibility of the UI has also been improved, and now I'll show you some directional waveforms to reflect on the opponent's distance from you. So that will be there for you Tuesday the 16th, so 6 days from now. So if you play Apex Legends, your update's coming. Now we go to My Hero Academia, because the All Justices demo premiered at New York Comic Con. Now Bandai Namco is going to Plus Ultra, and to My Hero Academia in the All Justice demo in New York Comic Con for the first time. And the game did let you play Deku, a Class 1A person, as you face all manner of foes in 3v3 battles. Now, the My Hero Academics All Justice may be the last entry in the One Justice series, and that will pit the fighters against each other to make it a PvP game. Now, you will be able to try the demo in the New York Comic Con from October 9th through October 12th, so 1 month from now. So that should be good. But now we go to the Esports Corner, and we got a couple big moves. From Esports Insider, Fnatic Leo has stepped down from Valorant because he is not well. Well, that's what he said in an official announcement. In fact, the team director, Colin Kojo Johnson, did say, quote, "It's been a very challenging period over the past 15 or so months. I never expected to end this way. To see a player as talented and hardworking as Leo put away the mouse due to the illness feels like a knife in the gut." In fact, Fnatic got up on X and said, quote, "After 3 years of our last-minute clutches, the two international trophies being undisputable fan favorite, we wish to farewell Leo Jennison. While the last year has not been what we or Leo had hoped for, we are incredibly proud that Leo's career with us and for all the achievements we had with him on our roster. For now, Leo will be stepping away from Valorant, and we wish him all the very best in his future endeavors. We'll always be cheering for him from the sidelines." Now, he is indeed sick, but the site didn't say why or what his health issues were. But upon doing a search, it is long COVID. And that's according to the Google AI, because he's had these issues since June last year. And the symptoms that he's been experiencing was extreme tiredness and dizziness. So that is why he stepped away. Now, because of that, we do not know if Leo will return to Valorant, but we also don't know right now who will replace him. Now, HLTV did say that Fusion Esports acquired Astralis. Astralis was founded by Jacob Lund Christian and the former Ninja in Pajamas COO Jonas Gunderson did seize control of the Danish organization. And Astralis was acquired by the local investor group Fusion Esports, ending their month-long search for a new buyer. So here's Astralis's statement. Quote, "Astralis is one of the biggest brands in esports with huge impact on the entire generation of Danish gamers." This is what Kristen did say for the quote. "The potential is still enormous, both commercially and competitively. We're building a new Astralis with fresh energy and new methods while keeping our focus on performance." End quote. In fact, Astralis Counter-Strike get up on X and said, quote, Astralis acquired by local esports investor group with global ambitions. The company behind Astralis Counter-Strike team has been acquired by the Fusion Esports Group, Danish investor group led by Jacob Lund and Jonas Gunderson. Now we get out of the esports corner and we go to movies. Huh? According to GamesRadar.com, it's under the film tab. The Netflix BioShock movie will be based on the first game and the script is being worked on. That's what the producer Roy Lee did say, because that'll be Francis Lawrence's next project after the Hunter Games Sunrise of the Reaping. In fact, Lee did talk to the direct during a press tour and said, quote, Netflix wants us to keep everything under wraps, but it's definitely going to be based on the first BioShock game. And so as the script work is being done, we shot The Long Walk, and he was already committed to doing the next Hunger Games movie. End quote. That's what Lee did say about director Francis Lawrence for the quote. And so it's just waiting for him to whenever the Hunger Games is completed and the script's just being worked on right now. End quote. So there's a movie going on. Maybe there should be a movie about this. PlayStation is turned 30 years old. According to GamesRadar.com, it is the 30th anniversary of the PlayStation original. So, what did you play on PlayStation when you first got it? You can let me know at Joe Brums, because I tell you what, there's a lot of good PlayStation games. I still got my library, I think. This has been a Don Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.